The veterans coming home from the Iraq War include more troops who've encountered more intense combat violence than any Americans in a generation. Many bases are ready with counselors and support groups to ward off possible cases of post-traumatic stress syndrome. Commentator Mark Bowden is a national correspondent for the Atlantic Monthly and the author of Black Hawk Down. He thinks the returned soldiers he's interviewed will be just fine.
Mark Raisin still has a hard time driving too close to the side of the road. On the interstate, he stays in the lane beside the median, and he has a tendency to speed up and keep his eyes peeled whenever he goes under a bridge. In Iraq, the attacks came from overpasses and tall weeds by the side of the road. Isaac Rademacher finds himself hyper-alert. He intently scans foliage at Fort Bragg whenever he drives past a shooting range. Raisins is with the 1st Armored Thrust into Baghdad, and Rademacher oversaw the construction of schools, roads, and other public buildings between Baghdad and Fallujah. Both saw combat, and both saw the deaths of enemy fighters, civilians, and some good friends. The experience of war has changed them, in some ways that will fade with time, in others that will not. They feel older and a little more serious about what they want out of life, sobered by their experience with war, but hardly crippled by it. There's a whole body of thought, widely expressed in books, paintings, poems, songs, and film, that war is inherently insane. So anyone caught up in it is, must be, by definition, a victim. We expect soldiers to emerge scarred, angry, or mumbling to themselves crazily. Most don't. In general, I think we overestimate the impact of war on soldiers. No doubt some are permanently shaken by the terror and trauma. But there are no shortage of crises in ordinary life that can have the same result. After the Vietnam War, many Americans projected their own guilt and anger onto returning soldiers, turning them into symbols of the war's failure. The myth of the shiftless, drug-addled, alcoholic, violently disturbed Vietnam vet took root, slandering millions of fine American soldiers. Most of those who go to war return with good memories, as well as bad, with feelings of accomplishment, failure, triumph, loss, satisfaction, and regret, and then get right on with their lives. War is terrible, but it is usually not irrational. What the War Is Insane camp forgets is that there are still things worth fighting, risking your life, and even dying for in this world. The returned soldiers I talked with have a whole range of strong feelings about their experience in Iraq. The one that trumps them all is pride.
Commentator Mark Bowden is a national correspondent for the Atlantic Monthly and the author of Black Hawk Down.